of God, we commit ourselves to work in penitence and faith for reconciliation between the nations, that all people may together live in freedom, justice, and peace. We pray for all who in bereavement, disability, and pain continue to suffer the consequences of fighting and terror. We remember with thanksgiving and sorrow those whose lives in world wars and conflicts past and present have been given and taken away. Remember before God and commend to His sure peace those who died for their country in war, those whom we know and whose memory we treasure, and all who lived and died in the service of others.
They shall not grow old as we and our men grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun, and in the morning, we will remember.
We will remember.
Thank you. when you go home, tell them on us and say, for your tomorrow, we gave our today.
My Lord, Your Worship, wreath-laying ceremony. I call upon the Deputy Lord Lieutenant, Mr. Goldsmith MP, and the Worshipful Mayor of the London Borough of Richmond-upon-Thames, to lay the first ring. Legion, branch, and women's section. Enniskillen Dragoon Guards, the East Surrey Regiment, and the Association of Jewish Ex-Service Men and Women. Dunkirk veterans, 625 Squadron, Royal Air Force, Bomber Command. Cadet Forces, Royal Navy, Royal Air Force, Metropolitan Police. John Ambulance Brigade, the Rotary Club of Great Britain, and the Humanist Society. Thank you. Masonic Lodges of Great Britain. Girl Guides and Scouting Associates. Upon anyone else wishing to lay a personal wreath to do so now. My Lord, Your Worship, that concludes the replaying ceremony. Ever living God, we remember those whom You have gathered from the storm of war into the peace of Your presence. May that same peace calm our fears, bring justice to all peoples, and establish harmony among the nations. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Suffer as a result of conflict, and ask that God may give us His for the service men and women who have died in war, each one remembered by and known to God. May God give peace. For all members of the armed forces who are in danger this day, remembering family, friends, and all who pray for their safe return. May God give peace. For civilian women, children, and men whose lives are disfigured by war or terror, calling to mind in penitence the anger and hatred of humanity. May God give peace. For peacemakers and peacekeepers who seek to keep this world secure and free, may God give peace. O God of truth and justice, we hold before you those whose memories we cherish and those whose names we will never know. Help us to lift our eyes above the torments of this broken world and grant us the grace to pray for those who wish us harm. As we honor the past, may we put our faith in your future, for you are the source of life and hope, now and forever. Amen. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Departed rest to the Church, the Queen, the Commonwealth, and all people. Unity, peace, and concord. And to us and all God's servants, life everlasting. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you all and remain with you always.
Amen. Amen.